Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me on Memorial Day. It's my 21st consecutive live Memorial Day show of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with us. And on this very important day, this very memorable day in America, a weekend that we celebrate, and those who paid the last full measure, who poured out the last full measure of devotion to a grateful nation so you and I can have what we have today. Carlos Fuentes is our guest. Director of National Service, National Legislative Service for the VFW, VFW.org, right, Carlos?
Yes, VFW.org.
In case anybody doesn't know what the VFW does, tell us about it.
We pride in ourselves and our tagline, no one does more for veterans. If you go to VFW.org, you'll see we have assistance in terms of helping folks obtain the benefits and services they've earned. They also have benefits to help service members and veterans attain their educational goals through scholarships, folks who've fallen on a hard time to help them keep the lights on through unmet needs grants and have an excellent team here in D.C., part of the national legislative staff, and they've trusted me to be their director, but we have a great team there that works with Congress every day to make sure that our elected officials have the best interest of veterans in mind when passing legislation.
Well, I appreciate that.
I mentioned a great victory recently, but you know, half the time they'll also have to fight back bad proposals that would impact veterans, that would right. balance the budget on the backs of veterans. And that's what we're there to make sure that, to improve and not dismantle.
Well, keep up the good work over there. They sure need all that. Carlos, it's Memorial Day. It's the day we celebrate those who died in service to this country, to who answered a call and stood the post in harm's way and paid the ultimate sacrifice. And when I think about where we are, so many things have come to pass that I fear have made us get away from, made this country lose some memory of what has been paid for us. I polled my audience recently about how many of you, I said, what is your closest connection to someone in the military today, including reserves and guard? I said, okay, even if they're in the reserves or the guard. Well, 47%, almost half of our respondents, and these are business people. Almost half of them said, "No one close to me." We gave them the friend option, we gave them the distant family member like a cousin, we gave them the immediate family option, even a friend. They could claim a friend, and almost half of America, at least of our poll, didn't know anyone or have or relate to anyone in the military. Now, the military is an important part of America. It's saved us many, many times and saved many, many other people. But it's, you know, there's the goal of being an American is not to be in the military, but I do worry that we're, because of technology and because of the way things are going, I don't want more wars, Carlos, but I worry that we're getting away from the things that are important to America. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. It's it's Memorial Day is starting to turn into more about the beginning of summer and going to the beach and barbecues, which is it's great for Americans to enjoy their freedom. Just have to pause and reflect on those who gave their life to ensure that we're able to enjoy it. And it's important, and thank you, Jim, for the work that you do and for taking today to make sure that your listeners and that almost half of America who don't have that close relationship to understand the meaning and to be able to relate, at least today.
Well, thank you for that, Carlos, and thank you for your service. You went to Afghanistan as a reservist, didn't you?
I did. We were a reserve unit, and it was one of the most highly activated reserve units, actually. And we're you know, these past two wars have been really relied heavily
heavily
on
dependent our upon our reservists and our National Guard. Hey, Carlos, keep up the good work over at the VFW, vfw.org. Carlos Fuentes, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have him back again another day. I got to go for this hour. It's Memorial Day in America. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you have a good and a safe one. Let's remember those.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.